If God gives you a burden, you might as well give up. Let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
That was Steve Brown, and this is Key Life, a no-nonsense approach to God's Word. If you have a Bible, get it, and let's see how it applies to real life. Steve?
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Amos as we continue with our Old Testament survey. We have looked at some exegetical points, some angles whereby you can understand and appreciate the book of Amos. And now I'm giving you some preliminary observations on the book of Amos. And we were talking yesterday, but didn't finish, about the name of Amos. And we saw that it means literally in the Hebrew burden or burden bearer. Amos 7:14 is the call. And Amos answered Amaziah, "I am no prophet." In other words, I'm not a religious professional. I am not a volunteer. I don't get paid for this. I'm not a professional who has been trained at a formal theological seminary. And I'm not even a preacher's kid, but I'm a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me. I didn't like it, but he took me from following the flock. And the Lord said to me, "Go prophesy to my people Israel." Therefore, Amos says, "Hear the word of the Lord." Translation from the original Hebrew, "Whoa, get out of the way. This is God's firebrand." Because he had a burden, and he couldn't get rid of it. I talked yesterday about the myths of ministry, that this is a wonderful job. And you say, "I'm not a pastor. I don't need this kind of teaching. Give me something I can use." Just wait a minute. I'm going to do that. But I want to say to the pastors who aren't pastors and are thinking about it, what are you thinking? Are you crazy? There was a time when you got a lot of respect when they gave you discounts at the department stores in the city where you served, and you were members of the country club, and everybody called you Reverend. They don't do that anymore. We're right at the bottom of the list of the social ladder people. We're right under prostitutes, I think. So this is not the kind of job that you would want, but if God has given you the burden and you can't get rid of it, then you might as well just give up. My friend Fred Smith talked about people that when God gets a hold of them, when he gets his hook in you, you might as well give up and let him reel you in, because all you're going to do is get your blood in the water. Well, that's true about a burden for ministry. You know, I have a burden for people who have a burden. Let me tell you what we're going to do in January. And you might want to mark this down. It's January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Here in Orlando, we're going to have a pooped pastors conference. Yeah, well, we told them they didn't have to use that title. They could tell their leadership it was ecclesiastical and personal existential renewal in the context of postmodernity. But you know what we're going to do? For 3 days, God's servants are going to come from all over the country. We've got some wonderful people. They're going to make a difference. Dan Allender is going to be here. Let me see. Tom Wood from Atlanta is going to be here. Charlie and Ruth Jones, peculiar people. Buddy Green, the folk recording artist from Nashville, is going to be here. We have a group hug because you guys are going through a tough time, and we're all going to come together and help each other with that. So you might want to write that date down. And if you were really a Christian, you would pay for your pastor to come. Well, I said in the brochure, and we'll send you a brochure if you'll let us know. Just give us a call. I'll give you an address and some phone numbers at the end of the broadcast. I said in the brochure that there are 3 reasons you ought to come. First, it's Orlando, and it's January, the middle of the winter, and you can take it off your taxes. And secondly, you can come to Orlando in January for our conference, and you don't have to attend any of the sessions, and we won't tell your leadership. And thirdly, we realize Poop Pastors Conference isn't going to sell to them, so we're giving you another title. but it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a time. We're not going to teach you how to be a have a bigger church or get more money for this or that, or how to be more pure or how to do better than you're doing. We're just going to say, man, it's hard, and we know it. Let us talk about grace. Call the Poop Pastors Conference. Tell your pastor about it. Or if you're a pastor, let us know. We'll send you a brochure. We'll send you a bunch if you want some. Because this is, I am so looking forward to this, I can't tell you. We're going to tell war stories is what we're going to do. Now, I haven't been a pastor for over 10 years. And I wake up in the morning and think, Lord, you're so gracious. If it's pouring down rain, I think, Lord, I can't believe you let me out of that. But I miss it. You know what I miss? I miss hanging out with pastors. Now, I'm not talking about the weenie ones. I'm talking about the real pastors with dirt under their fingernails. And you get around with guys like that, people who serve God, and you tell war stories. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a group hug, and it's going to change your life. It's going to change mine. So don't forget, I didn't mean to do all this. I didn't even have that down to go into it, but I'm really excited about it. All right, let me give you something if you're not a pastor that you can use. If God gives you a burden for the city, you can't get rid of it. If God gives you a burden for your husband, you can't get rid of it. If God has sent you to teenagers to minister to them, Tim, who's our associate producer in the little glass booth today as I'm broadcasting, has this burden for teenagers. I think he's crazy. I told him that if you die when you're working with teenagers, you go right to heaven without grace. They say you were doing what? With whom? Oh, you poor dear. You come. But if you've got a burden for teenagers, you can't get rid of it. If you have a burden for your neighbors, you can't get rid of it. If you have a burden for prisoners, you can't get rid of it. If you have a burden for intercessory prayer, you can't get rid of it. Because it's from God. And when God gives it to you, do it. Be faithful to it. Doesn't matter whether you're successful or not. If you've got the burden and it's from Him, the way it was with Amos. In fact, I think some of his harshness came from the fact he wasn't happy with what he was doing. But he was truthful, and he stood up and he was counted, and you need to do that too. There is nothing, no greater blessing than the blessing of doing what God told you, because he gave you a burden to do it. There's that old Jewish story about the little boy who said to his rabbi, you've been preaching for 20 years, and nobody's changed. The rabbi said, young man, I don't preach to change the world. I preach to keep me from changing, or the world from changing me. Let me tell you something. Be faithful to whatever luck God lays on your heart. I used to listen to the old guys talk about how God lifts and gives the burden. I sort of understood the giving of the burden, but I didn't understand the lifting of the burden until I was in my study one night, the night before I'd resigned from the pastorate. And I said, God, I didn't ask for all this. I didn't love these people when I came, and you made me love them. I think of myself as their mother. I'm doing all these books, and I'm doing this broadcast, and I'm traveling all over the place, and I'm tired, and I'd rather die. And Jesus came. And I want you to know, the burden was lifted. It was a physical feeling. I know I still loved him, but I didn't stay awake and worry about him all night. It was not the burden anymore that God had given. But the main teaching is this. If God gives it to you, you might as well give up, or you're going to have heel marks from where you are to where he's going to lead you, and you're going to be cussing and spitting and screaming all the way. But God does as he pleases, and he does it right well. So give up and deal with it. Now, I want to show you something else by way of preliminary observation. I'm just going to mention this today. We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. Secondly, I want you to consider not only the name of Amos, meaning burden bearer. I want you to consider Amos as an outsider. This is not a man who ministered from the inside, who had power and influence and acceptance. I mean, this is a country bumpkin who just fell off the turnip truck. I mean, this is a nobody. Now, you remember, and some of you don't, some of you weren't listening, and I know your names, but you remember back when I was teaching you the book of Hosea, and I compared Hosea to Amos? And one of the things I said then is that Hosea lived in Israel, and that Amos didn't. He was in Judah and spoke to Israel. In other words, he was an outsider. And also, in that verse that I read to you just a minute ago, Amos 7:14, he says, I didn't choose this. He said, I was a herdsman. I was a farmer. I was a dresser of sycamore trees, and you called me. This is a man who was an outsider. You know, there's something to be said about earning the right to be heard. But the problem is, when I earn the right to be heard, and really am in love with somebody, in a man way, really care about people, I have a friend who signed his letter the other day, love you, man, in a herd, bear-killing man sort of way. But when I love somebody a lot, it's hard to be harsh with them. You have a tendency to want to comfort, to tell them good news. So there is an advantage sometimes to being an outsider, because you can speak the truth and lead. You think about that. I'm in. If you don't have our catalog, I'd love to send it to you. Well, catalog's too big. That word doesn't describe. Sort of just a few pieces of paper with all the stuff we have in my warehouse. If you want it, I'll send it to you. Then you'll know what we've got. And if you need a gift or you want to find a tape set, then you can just pick up the phone, check in the catalog, and give us a call or catalog listing. I'll send it to you free. You can call 1-800-KEY-LIFE or you can write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Bakeland, Florida, 32794. Key Life Canada Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. You might want to be a part of our Key Life tape and CD family. We'll send those to you free. You can get the magazine free. But listen, none of this is free to us. If you could help us financially, oh man, I would appreciate it. Only a very few people are ministers who are able to help us, but they help their brothers and sisters in Christ. Be as generous as you can. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, and for any yes of any size when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching the assets of weakness, how God makes you strong when you're weak. Hey, I gotta go. Give us the call letters of the station whenever you write or call. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.